Zvachim per Gedal Mishnah Aleph 14:1, and we continue the topic of Shechit and Ha'ala B'chutz, the slaughtering and offering up of sacrifices out of their proper place. And this Mishnah is going to continue consider two animals, the Para Aduma, their old red heifer, as they call it in English, and the Seir Mishtaleach, that goat which is on Yom Kippur that's not brought Lashem, but rather he's brought out to that precipice in the desert and shoved off. So they have very specific locations where they're to be processed. The paraduma is specifically has to be slaughtered over a particular kind of a directly opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Har HaZeisim on the Mount of Olives, and there's a designated place there that with the Chazal checked to make sure it's totally tahor, no bodies there, and there's a specific hole in which it should be slaughtered and burned over there to get the ashes. So there's a very specific place. The question is, what happens if you slaughter the animal in a different place? Is that considered doing something, quote-unquote, out of bounds, for Shmuel might be liable to Shechita B'chutz. And similarly, the Seir Mishtaleach, so it's supposed to be taken out of the desert. What happens if you shecht it, like as a korban, if you will, in by the base of Mikdash, outside the Azara, instead of in the desert, or you offer it up as a korban, even they're not supposed to, instead of presenting in the desert. So what then? Are you liable to Karis? One might think so, because there's sort of also kind of temple animals that have a specific place doing it out of the zone, out of the wrong place. But the Mishnah will bring from Midrasha that in fact, no, one is not liable because these aren't karbonos proper that are meant to be brought inside the Azara. So inside the Mishnah says, Paras Chatas. Paras Chatas literally means something like the sin cow. And the Para Aduma, that red cow which is burned to get the ashes, is referred to as a Chatas in the Torah. Hence, you're referring to it as the paras chatas, the chatas cow. You know this is referring not to an animal that's a korban chatas, because there are no female cows that are brought as chatos. So that's that. Shesarfa chutz megita, if it is burned outside of its designated place. The word gita means it's gat. A gat or gas is a like the place where the wine is collected. The grape juice, actually, is collected when you tread on grapes. So there's a place designated that's called the gas of the paraduma. Some learn the reason why is because the wood on which it's burned is arranged the same way that the beams in a grape press are arranged. Others learn it's referring to the hole in the ground where it is burned because that resembles kind of the hole in the ground where the wine collects. Anyway, the point is that our Mishnah says if you burn it in the wrong place, which would be like thought to be like ha'ala, not b'chutz, and Rashi says the girsa actually should be that it's your shochet, that the shachata, you slaughter it, not in its proper place, and it seems the Bartun had the same kind of girsa. Those two animals, that animal you will not be liable if you do it in the wrong place. V'chein, and similarly, se'ir ha'mishtaleach, if the scapegoat, as they call it, shehikrivu b'chutz, if you offered as a korban in the wrong place instead of sending it off of the precipice there in the desert, pater. If you do shechita or ha'ala, both either of these two animals, you're actually exempt from karis. Shneimar, based on a drash from a pasuk, the pasuk says vel pesach ohel moed lo heviu. He failed to bring it to the entrance of the ohel moed, meaning in the azara where korbanos meant to be done. That's referring to other things, but since these animals, Kol she'en roi lavo el pesach ol moed, these animals aren't offered in the entrance to ol moed, meaning not in the azara, the courtyard. They're sent elsewhere. So therefore, ein chayavin lav, if one would fail to do them in the proper place, that's a no-no, but not liable to karis. Okay? There is an interesting side point here, which is that in fact, the seir mishtaleach is initially brought indeed into the heichal, it's over there, there's the two goats are set up. One, there's goes to Lashem through the goral, through that lottery. The other one goes to Azazel, and there's actually a vidui on it. That happens, indeed, by the Pesach Ol Moed. It happens in the Azara. So therefore, there's a time when this animal does belong there. So some learn that, true, but there's another drasha elsewhere. It says Lashem, that says, referring to even animals that have a temporary time in the Azara. And therefore, one would be liable whether he shechted. One would be pater from karis, whether he shechted the seir lazazel before or after that vidui. That's how I guess most learn, like the Ravid, Rashi, Tosfos. The Rambam learns, in fact, that if one would shecht the seir mishtaleach b'chutz prior to the vidui, he actually would be liable, since it does still have a place to go, El Pesach Ol Moed, it should be going into the temple courtyard first for that vidui, and if one did it then, so then, because of this pasuk, indeed one would be liable to karas. So there's actually machlokus there, but again, most people learn that you're exempt from karas whether you offer it before or after the vidui.